103.
Sellers that record high sales as cold season intensifies. Mokushu Zichibompwe resident raise concerns over rising child labor among school children. And in African news, an angry crowd sets Ebola hospital tents on fire in the DR Congo. This is the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Some brazier makers in Lusaka's Kuku compound say they are recording increased sales during the cold season as more people seek ways to keep warm. One brazier seller told Kombon Radio News that winter is beneficial for that business because demand for braziers rises compared to other seasons. However, the seller warns that braziers can be dangerous when used carelessly, especially when people sleep with light braziers inside enclosed rooms. He cautioned that such practices expose families to carbon monoxide poisoning and house fires, and appealed to members of the public not to sleep with braziers indoors.
Kaya ukazizira, wama gurama mbaola, wama papa, nipiwa kwa tirana bantu kaya. So, wama gurama ningima mbaola, ulo munga fotirama nkuku, so, nipi mangara kwa wama gurama ningi, kaya nkuku zima pama ninga kuzizira. So, nipi mambupa kwa otima mbaola, so, girama nkuku, shani, mangara kwa tris, but nkuzizira hapa mbaola. Ni...
Meanwhile, one parent, Mr. Banda, has urged fellow parents to ensure children are kept warm during the cold season to prevent pneumonia and other cold-related illnesses. And a registered nurse, Miriam Sakwaha, has also warned against sleeping with braziers in enclosed rooms, describing the practice as potentially fatal. Ms. Sakwaha has advised the community to use safer alternatives such as warm blankets and heavy clothing during winter.
As we call it in Bemba, in Baola, inside an enclosed room is extremely dangerous and can be fatal due to carbon monoxide poisoning and fire. So, I would like to quickly go through the primary danger signs of carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is often called the silent killer. When charcoal or coal burns in a closed room, it consumes oxygen and produces carbon through incomplete combustion. Let's quickly look at how this carbon monoxide kills. The carbon displaces oxygen in your blood, starving your vital organs like the brain and heart of the oxygen they need to function.
A resident of Chivonfwe, Frank Mapulanga, has expressed concern over the increasing number of children engaging in a piecework at nearby farm blocks instead of attending school. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mapulanga said despite schools being open, many underage children are abandoning classes to look for piecework in order to earn money. Mr. Mapulanga said the trend is worrying as it threatens the future of many children who risk missing out on education and exposing themselves to harsh working conditions at younger age. He has since called on government and other relevant authorities to intervene and ensure that children are encouraged to remain in school. Mr. Mapulanga further appealed to parents and guardians to take responsibility by prioritizing their children's education and discouraging child labor in the area.
Ewa ya mtu womba mpamblo kipala anti nomba tuwawa ware jipweba kiaji kiozi ama skulu ya ajisuka so ava nabu wasebali mpamblo kwa kari helo lela jifesu kabombe kwenja la manga wakola helo watese wakabu helele kuskulu nomba tulelo mbako kuba chikumine please silolo bakansela nembe mba shamoshi Gente, sacama neto monia wa piachi baba na tuwe tepa chimbo pwe. So chatu sakamika kwe wa piachi, iti ayambo kuchipika, ava ana, ama eti aya, no, elo no kunwasa anogu alwa.
A Yango bike delivery rider, Matthews Mowesha, has raised concern over the challenges the motorbike delivery riders face while carrying out their work. Mr. Mowesha says riders are spend heavily on fuel compared to the payments they receive from clients for delivery services. He explained that some customers are cancel orders after riders have already traveled to the destination, resulting in fuel losses and wasted time. He further noted that delivering goods at night exposes riders to security risks, making the job more dangerous. Mr. Mowesha has appealed to Yango company owners to consider increasing night delivery charges to match the risks involved and improved riders' earnings. He added that many riders are family men who depend on the job to support their families and therefore need better working conditions and fair compensation.
Let me just say, my son is a Zedima Pizikana heavy. Our Pizikana, let's say, customer booking. And then about Pizikana, maybe Koyenda. Mabo Pizikana, maybe distance. Is a Catalina, maybe they say, is a dear fuel, Pondo Tenga, Sabuma dear fuel, Yambi, and then Okaskapo is Okatenga, put Koyenda, and then you go Pizikati amount, you go Pizikati, you've been set quite, you ended up.
The Kitwe City Council says it has made a significant progress in improving education infrastructure and learning conditions since 2021, with 130 classroom blocks constructed and more than 20,500 desks distributed across the district. Council Public Relations Manager Mwaka Nakweti says the projects have been implemented across the Kitwe's 5 constituencies in an effort to enhance access to quality education. Ms. Nakweti explained that the over 20,500 desks procured have helped remove more than 41,000 learners from sitting on the floor, as each desk accommodates 2 pupils. She added that the council will continue working through constituency development fund committees to prioritize the desk procurement and ensure no child